The men and women of the U.S. Air Force would like to wish America a very happy new year. We're working to help make 1984 a time of peace and happiness for everyone around the world. It's rewarding work, and you can help. Ask your recruiter how. From all of us, here's hoping the new year will be your happiest year of all.
The U.S. Air Force.
You know what I'm called? A vulgar, crass pervert. Flaming and fabulous.
Yes!
if it's an angry pussy, if it's a hateful, stinky pussy, you know, walk away. What the fuck? Why are you people listening? Why can't I read any of the words in front of my face?
I can't feel my legs, Papa. Why can't I feel my legs?
Da-da-da, it's Tranny Tuesday.
My tutti frutti dip is manly. Push out the cup. Push out my jelly babies. Okay, I'm just going to call you Cheez It from now on. Is that the color of your skin?
Is anyone else offended by the term dick snot?
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose
is up in
my
home. It's family and milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, hey, freaks. Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off not only a new week of shows, but also a new year. Welcome to 2012. Oh, I love New Year so much. Not because of the celebration, not because of the family and the friends I'm surrounded by, or the food, or the Elky Hall. No, no. My favorite thing about New Year's, and thank God for strokes, because without this, it would not be possible, is watching Dick Clark slurring New Year's Eve. Now, for the last few years, it has been an exquisite train wreck. For those of you who don't know and maybe have not been listening to the show, because every year I like to recap what happened. Dick, we're on a first name basis. Dick and I, no, Dick would try to count down. Now they're not really using Dick Clark much anymore because he's not able to speak. The only thing they really do is they let him count down from like 10 or something like that, and he never gets it right because his mind is mush at this point, and his mouth can't form words as fast as it needs to happen. What I'm talking about is, you know, they count down, obviously. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He always screws up. He gets the numbers wrong. He goes, you know, 7, 6, 8, 12. You know, it's a clusterfuck. And then also, he's always way behind. So on the clock, it'll be, you know, 7. And he's just getting around to, like, you know, 9 or something like that. So he's a bit slow. So it's great television. You know, it's already 12:30 and he's still counting down. It's been the new year for like a half an hour. All right, so this year, I don't know what happened because I really wasn't watching Dick. I do have some video here, though. Thank God. Thank God for YouTube, right? Let's watch Dick Clark as he's counting down to 2012.
There you go. You've done this for the last 40 years. Please take it away. Count us down to the new year.
All right.
All right, and he's always trying to talk. All right, this is the moment we've been waiting for. It's such a fucking depressing show. Why would anyone want to watch this, right? Watch a stroke victim ring in the new year.
And we're surrounded by the ones we love. And no one is going to forget this moment for as long as they live. Okay, here we go. The moment has come.
Right? It's always the same thing. Poor Dick. All right.
Now, the big moment.
The moment is here.
The moment is here. In the background, they are going to remember to
let what?
Forever.
Yes.
For the 40th time, let's count down. 70.
What did he say there? I didn't get all that. Something about roast beef, I think.
Please take it away. Count us down to the new year.
All right. Yeah. And now, the big moment that we're waiting for.
He's so orange.
The roar of the crowd. Okay. The background.
Roar of the crowd.
We're going to remember for that forever. For the 40th time. That's count.
What is he saying there? For the is it corned beef? For the corned beef. Oh, 40th. I think this is his 40th time doing this. He should have stopped at like 35.
70, 60,
oh, there,
50,
wow.
40,
he's doing a pretty 50, good job. 12,
12 11, 11, 10, 10 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, now I'm very curious of a couple things here. Now, last year, it may have been last year, maybe the year before, they showed Dick Clark kissing his wife, and it was the most awkward, drool-infested, like, just, it was really awkward, right? It kind of reminded me of the Virgin Diaries. Remember we were talking about that a few weeks ago on the show? These virgins were getting married. They've never even kissed, and the first time they kissed was at their marriage, and it was like they were eating each other's face, and everyone who was at the wedding was like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. It really did send douche chills down my spine. And it's sort of like that with Dick. You know, he can't control his mouth properly anymore, you know, because of the stroke. All right, let's see if he kisses his wife here.
Here it is. Another year I've got to suffer. Why didn't God just take me away?
All right.
Dick Clark croaking New Year's Eve. Someone put a bullet in my head, please.
Although, you know, I did go to school with a kid who tried to put a bullet in his head, and he sounds a lot like Dick Clark, so wouldn't that be just his luck? Dick Clark puts a bullet in his head, and he doesn't kill himself. He just becomes more, like, incomprehensible. They'd still put him on this goddamn New Year's show, wouldn't they? He can't get out of it. Would he sign a deal with the devil or something? Oh my god, what was that? Wait a second, I'm sorry. We've got to play this again, and let me get this on cam. Because he's trying to go in for a kiss, but it's like there's a force field there or something. I don't, and is his wife pulling away? Look at this. And then the camera quickly pans away, cuts to a different scene. One more time, I gotta see that. It is the weirdest every year. There's something weird going on with Dick Clark. Whoa, there we go, finally. And the second he finally plants one on her, you know, they cut to a different scene. Oh, that's fantastic. Once again, another great Dick Clark slur in New Year's Eve. Thank you very much, Dick. That old fart knows how to ring in the new year.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, moving on now. I ran across a very strange... this is sort of like a sex story. I should have saved this for tomorrow, but I have to share it with you now. It's sort of like a graphic novel in that there are words and there are pictures that go along with the story. I can't show you the pictures. They're just too awful. All right, let me read this to you here. Here we go. Holy fuck! I'd never seen so many gorgeous Asian boys in one place at one time. I stopped to watch their slim athletic bodies as they played basketball. And there's a picture of some Asians playing basketball, which is a rare sight. All right. I watched and waited, hoping one of them might make a trip into the washroom nearby. And luck was with me this day. One of the cutest ones did. I followed him in and quietly entered the stall next to his. I listened to him farting and grunting as he went about his business. The smell was rich and musky. Oh, it's such a weird way of describing a shit. Like the smell of crap as being rich. Rich and frothy. All right. The smell was rich and musky. Incredible! He wiped and then farted one more time before he left. It took almost an hour to finish eating. What? What he left behind, it was still warm inside. All right, there's pictures of an Asian and someone shitting and a turd clung to an asshole. I ate Mike's shit behind the closed door of a washroom stall at the local swimming pool. He let me watch his enormous log sliding out partway, and then I got down under his ass and ate my fill of Korean man shit. Poon, I guess these are all separate stories. Poon was a cute 17-year-old boy I picked up in Bangkok. I wanted his shit bad, but he didn't speak much English. Yeah, it's hard to communicate that. Like, I want to eat your shit. Where your poop comes out, I want my mouth to go. All right. He didn't speak much English, and I didn't know how to ask him for it. Finally, I got through to him, and I guess he enjoyed it. Back in my hotel room, I leaned him up against the wall, pulled down his pants, and rimmed his cute little hole for an hour. Just the sight of me sniffing that mammoth turd he produced made him shoot his load. Oh, we're not done yet. There's more. Spotted this hot dude toweling off after... this guy's really into Asians. After his swim at the pool. When he'd finished, he walked over to a toilet stall and went inside and closed the door. He emerged about 5 minutes later. Jesus Christ, that shit log is huge. He got dressed and left. My heart was pounding as I rushed to the stall. Don't these people fucking flush? I hadn't heard a flush. Oh, okay. I swooned when I saw the treasure he had left for me. Swooning? Wow. I took that massive hunk of Asian man shit home with me. In a baggie or something. That didn't look weird walking out of the stall with a Ziploc bag full of Asian shit. All right. And made love to it with my mouth until morning. All right, I'll read you one more here, even though there's a few. Mark grinned mischievously when I told him I'd love to eat his shit. He had a handsome face and a beautiful ass. He looked so cute as he squatted over my mouth, concentrating on pushing one out for me. Oh, yeah, almost there. I can feel it moving. We both had a lot of fun once those big turds finally started sliding out. Mark asked me if he could come over again next Sunday. All right, and there's just more shit and more Asian turd stories. Thank you. Just thought that was interesting. I guess it's more of a visual thing, but I just can't do that to you. I can't let you see what I'm looking at. I have got one more set of clips for you. This is courtesy of Cheryl Murkowski. Cheryl came out of the woodworks for this one. Haven't heard from her lately, but she was looking up. Do you remember Honey Buns Candy or Carmen Candy or Cardinal Candy? We couldn't figure out this tranny's name. She's a granny tranny, and she appeared in several adult films, and she's back for more. I have a variety of clips here. Some of these we've played before. Some of these are going to be new. Let's take a listen to the first clip here. I think she's gagging on a penis here in the first scene.
Fuck me. Fuck me.
Oh, that's lovely.
Fuck me.
All right, bitch, move the fuck over now. Get the fuck out of the way.
The first thing we saw here was a girl, some lady was eating Cardinal Candy out, right? Listen to that. She's gagging on the cock there. That's Cardinal Candy or Honey Buns Candy. I'm sorry, I snorted. Sometimes, you know. Even this shit strikes me as shocking.
All right. Bitch, move the fuck over now.
All right, so yeah, some old broad was sucking Cardinal Candy's dick while Cardinal Candy or Honey Buns Candy was sucking some dude's dick.
Yeah.
Now it looks like the cameraman is fucking Honey Buns. God, really?
Yeah.
Do we have to zoom in on that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, let me just move on to another clip featuring Honey Buns Candy here. This is more of, I don't know if they want us to believe she's a schoolgirl or something, but here she is with a stuffed animal. Why do they try to dress her up like she's 12? Pigtails and shit.
You like this?
Not fooling anyone.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Want to see more?
Yeah.
No, no!
How bad do you want to see more?
Real bad. I'm getting all the way up on this. Ooh, I'm getting pretty legs.
Mm.
How about this?
Oh, yeah.
Very attractive cankles and muffin top going on here. and man titties. Oh, that
girl, huh?
Voice of hers.
Yeah, it's getting real hot. Burning up. Burning
she does
up.
This weird thing with her tongue. It's supposed to be sexy, and she can she can't really get her clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
So awkward. All right. Well, look. To each their own, I guess. I think we have one more clip from Honey Bun. Let me fast forward this one, see what goes on.
Uh-uh. You see how fast I got up, huh?
Oh, my God.
Let me deliver some goods to you, baby. Yeah, let me deliver some goods to you. Yeah, get yourself
I think he
funky.
Means his
that's
penis.
Right. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Yeah.
Same goddamn dick from the last scene.
Oh, buddy. Wow, that's beautiful. Oh.
He can't even get hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's not hard, is it?
He broke my nail before.
I did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That much activity, huh?
Mm-hmm. Not even sexy talk going on here.
Oh.
You broke my nail earlier. You bastard.
I have one more clip from Cardinal Carmen Honeybun's Candy, and I think maybe we've played this on the show before, but you got to hear this again. And for those of you who are watching, this will be great because you can actually see Carmen Candy here. Here she is, introducing her new production company.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Hollywood Wild Things Production.
Oh, my God.
Production company, Honeybun's Candy. I used to be Cardinal Candy, the original, the only original Cardinal Candy.
But then there was a second one.
Get my film.
She was no longer the only.
Wildest you ever seen.
Those fucking lips are out of control.
Male, female, transgenders, the wildest, what is hottest action you ever seen. You know me. Honey Buns Candy.
Oh. The noises she makes with her tongue, and she's wearing, you know, she's got her pigtails, and she's 90, that muffin top.
And what is it? And now this, our first scenario.
The wettest, yeah, okay.
I hope you enjoy it. And,
there's no juices being produced.
It's extreme too wet from your chest and all over.
What the hell is she saying? All right, I got to stop here. We don't want to play the first scenario. No one wants to see it. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, all sorts of good shit. Tomorrow we'll be doing an extended program. So sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. From whale sperm to colon cleansers to the shape of a woman's foot when she has an orgasm, celebrities are fucking retarded. Yes, they did not disappoint during 2011 with their nonsense. In its annual list of what it considers the year's worst abuses against science, the Sense About Science campaign, or SASS, named reality TV star Snooki, Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann, and American singer-songwriter Susie Quattro as top offenders, with their dubious views on why the sea is salty, the risks of cervical cancer vaccines, and, of course, the colon. Quote, I used to get a lot of sore throats, and then one of my sisters told me that all illnesses start in the colon. Uh-huh. I started taking a daily colon cleanser powder mixed with fresh juice every morning, and it made an enormous difference. With my bowel movements. No, she didn't add that last part. Quattro told the Daily Mail newspaper. But SASS was keen to dispel such myths. It asked qualified scientists from various disciplines to comment on some of the worst celebrity science offenses. Quote, the colon is very important in some diseases, but it certainly is not the cause of all illness, said Melita Gordon, a consultant gastroenterologist. She said that in a review. Sore throats do not come from your colon. Duh. They're caused from viruses that come through your nose and mouth. Taking colon cleansers has no beneficial effect on your throat. Michelle Bachmann used an appearance on a television show to tell a story of a woman found from Tampa. Florida, of course, our most fucked up state, who said her daughter had become mentally retarded after getting an HPV vaccine designed to protect against cervical cancer. Quote, it's tempting to dismiss celebrity comments on science and health, but their views travel far and wide, and once uttered, a celebrity cancer prevention idea or environmental claim is hard to reverse, said SAS Managing Director Tracy Brown. My favorite has to be from TV's Jersey Shore. Snooki had this to say about the ocean and the beach. I don't really like the beach. I hate sharks, and the water's all whale sperm. That's why the ocean's salty, from the whale sperm. Simon Boxall, a marine expert and oceanographer, dismissed Snooki's suggestion. It would take a lot of whale sperm to make the sea that salty. Some of the most intriguing pseudoscientific suggestions came from repeated secondhand information picked up at parties. Christian Laboutine, a French footwear designer, was taken with something a fellow partygoer guest told him about shoes. She said that what is sexual in a high heel is the arch of the foot, you see, because it's exactly the same position of a woman's foot when she orgasms. So putting your foot in a heel, you're putting yourself in a possibly orgasmic situation. Again, some of the stupidest shit I've ever heard. Kevin Weil, a consultant in sexual medicine, responded dryly that it's important to differentiate cause from effect. A woman's foot may be in the position during an orgasm, but it doesn't mean that putting her foot into that position is going to result in an orgasm. Take a little more effort than that. So there you go. That's some of the stupid shit celebrities have been saying in 2011. Second story we have for you today. Ladies, have you fucked someone named David Dean Smith? Chances are, if you did, you now have AIDS. Congratulations.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Yes. A Michigan man has been charged with felony sex offenses after he told police he was HIV positive, high five, and had set out to intentionally infect as many people as he could. It's good to have goals. Health officials have issued an alert warning that possibly hundreds of people have been exposed to the HIV. The man, identified as David Dean Smith, 51, of Comstock Park, north of Grand Rapids, was arraigned Wednesday on a second count of AIDS sexual penetration. That's a real charge, AIDS sexual penetration with an uninformed partner, after police said they had identified a second possible victim. Smith was initially charged with one. This reminds me of the interview I had with the guy who loves to, like, you know, fuck dudes without a condom just so he can blow his load up their asses and possibly infect them with AIDS. Well, we don't know that. He doesn't know if he's HIV positive or not. He just never wanted to get that checked out, I guess. He doesn't want to know. It's better that way. Smith was initially charged with one count after he went to Grand Rapids police last week and said he had intentionally had unprotected sex with as many people as possible over the last 3 years. According to documents, he's a gift giver. That's what they're called. According to documents on file with Grand Rapids 61st District Court, Smith claimed to have had sex with thousands of partners, intending to kill them by infecting them with HIV. Some of those people are from outside the Grand Rapids area, including people Smith met over the internet, he told police. It is not looking good for this guy. You know how I know that? Because even his fucking attorney thinks he's crazy. This is the guy trying to defend him. Maybe he's trying to use, like, an insanity defense or something. David Dean Smith's attorney, Richard E. Zambone, or something, of Grand Rapids, says that he plans on exploring all options in defending Smith, saying specifically that I'm concerned about his mental health, and I would like to exploit that to get him off. All right, there you go. So that's what's happening in Grand Rapids. And finally today, probably my favorite story, because it involves a penis. An Indian man who died in a state-run hospital is alleged to have had his penis chewed off by rats. This might be an update, because didn't we read another penis eaten by rat story? Only on Distorted View. Arun Sandakuha, or some close approximation to that name, 53, had been a pneumonia patient at SSKM Hospital in Kolkata or something, formerly Calcutta, since December 11th. According to the newspaper, his family members arrived at the hospital for a visit and found him in a pool of blood with no medical staff in sight. No nurse was found at the scene, and he was writhing in pain. His penis had been nibbled by rats, a victim's relative identified as Bishwanath said. The relative said that the hospital staff admitted the presence of rats in the hospital. Okay. Wasn't the guy that we read about before was in jail? This one was in a hospital. Later in the day, Sen Huka, or whatever, was pronounced dead. Right on December 24th. The horrific story is only the latest in a string of medical mishaps to capture the Indians' public attention. On December 23rd, a government doctor was found to be practicing medicine while inebriated. Can't believe we missed that story. In a more serious case, a drunk medical worker was reported to have pulled off the oxygen mask of a three-week-old baby that led to her death. And in a tragedy that... Jesus, another one here? Okay, we've got enough examples. We believe you. India's a fucked up place. You do not need... I hope you never need medical treatment when in India. And in a tragedy that made international headlines, 89 people were killed when a fire swept through a Calcutta or Kolkata hospital on December 9th. Medical staff abandoned patients as the blaze spread, and six administrators were charged with culpable homicide. So there you go. That's what's happening in India. Sounds like a beautiful place. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's just do a few of these things and get out of here.
Hey, faggot.
Yes, thank you.
This is your Israeli listener dipshit.
It's quite an honor to speak to me, as you can tell by the way my listeners address
me.
Hey,
faggot.
Hey, faggot.
This is your Israeli listener dipshit. Just wanted to tell you, I'm calling you from the United States, by the way.
Oh, really? A Jew? A Jew calling me a faggot? Really?
Just wanted to tell you.
Calling in from where? New York City.
New
Jersey.
On the 23rd show, you asked if you sound a little...
New Mexico.
A little muffled.
No.
And yeah, you sound a little strange.
Muffled.
Go back and review that shit now. And don't make another... You whore.
Jesus. He just wanted to call in and yell at me.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Little freak Chantal calling in from New Mexico.
Hi, Chantal. A member, a card-carrying member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
I'm having an awful day today.
Why?
I forgot my headphones, so
oh,
I can't
no.
even listen to your show.
Oh.
I hurt my back really badly.
Oh, no. I'm not my princess, Chantal.
Like an idiot?
Well.
There's actually a video recording of me, like, jumping into a ditch.
I would like to see that.
And getting severely injured. And as soon as I work up the courage to watch it, I'm actually going to send that to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I revel in the misery of others, even my listeners, even my lady listeners.
If you could just sing a little bit for me to make me feel better.
Oh.
I love hearing your gentle,
I don't know what to
voice.
Sing.
It really warms my loins.
Okay.
All right, Timmy Boo, I love you.
Let me think of a song as I play this next voicemail.
Hey there, Timmy Boo. Lifetime Sideshow, Scary Bob, blah, blah here. You know, you got that new mixer or whatever, and your show sounds great.
Thank you.
It is actually at a higher average level, and you know the shows have been overall much better. So you know what I did? I sent you $25, extra $25. So you can put it towards that, you know, another mixer when you can get to it.
Aww.
You know, got to invest in the show or something.
Hey.
You know what I mean? So anyway, rock on, man.
Listen to that.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you. Well, listen, I have all the audio equipment I need now. I don't ever want to buy another piece. I got all the my compressor. I remember I was talking about getting the other compressor. Well, I got that, of course. All right. So here's a little number that I came up with. I searched for karaoke on YouTube. And apparently the first thing that pops up is Selena, Dreaming of You. So here we go. This is called an instrumental solo. I don't know how the song goes. Late at night when all the world is sleeping. I don't know how the song goes. Damn. And think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me. How does this song go? 'Cause I'm dreaming love you tonight. Till tomorrow, I'll be holding you tight. And there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than here in my room, dreaming about you and me.
Yeah, I nailed that note, kind of. I remember kind of the chorus, but I don't remember how the lyrics go. There you go, a little bit of Selena for you. All right, back to the voicemails.
Hey Tim, Sideshow member Rich Lather. I'm listening to the December 22nd and 23rd podcast.
Yeah.
You're showing off all your fancy new
and
audio.
It sounds like
hardware.
Shit.
I gotta say, it's a real improvement.
Oh,
and
good.
That is truly a compliment. You sound really good, really
Thank
professional.
You.
Take that from a fellow podcaster. In fact, you sound so good, I cannot wait to get your ear honey voice snuggled up and close to my
I'm sorry, I found another song I gotta sing. Hold on. This is Radiohead. Creep coming at ya on Z98.3. When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I don't want to have control.
I want to keep going with this one. I like this song.
I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice that I'm not around. So fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? Oh, God, I don't belong here. Oh, no.
I don't know how that part goes. Okay, enough. Good God. A couple more voicemails here. Get out
Hi,
of here.
Hi, I'm calling from Hover Round, the power wheelchair
Stop
company.
Stop calling me Hover Round. I hate my listeners because they do dumb shit like this. They got the Hover Round people calling me all the time.
We received your inquiry and are calling you back to tell you more about Hover Round and answer any other questions you
I know, believe me. I think I know more about Hover Round mobility scooters than you, sir. Stupid idiot. Yes, caller. Anything? It's 27 seconds of nothing.
Hi, I'm calling from Hover Around, the power wheelchair company.
Oh my God! Stop it!
We received your inquiry and are calling you back to tell
Just
you more
that,
about
Just for that, I'm getting
Hover-
a fucking rascal. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh God, it's no God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.